Do you realize that wherever you travel, whatever the time of day, you can call and he will answer? He never even asks you to make an appointment. He never puts you on hold. No, he says, I'll help you right now. He's a very present and immediate help. The second thing I observe about God's power in this psalm is that it is overpowering. It's a tent that can scratch over any stress. In fact, it's tailor-made for stress. Nothing is bigger than the power of God. Isn't that beautiful? Furthermore, his power is not dependent on our help. You're weak, remember? Have you felt that weakness lately? Probably. Are your life change units reaching 300 or more? If so, God is ready to assist. The winter of 1966 brought a terrible blizzard to New England. We lived there at that time and had just our two older children. Cynthia, the kids, and I had gone to a special performance that afternoon. We were novices concerning blizzards, not believing that the storm report was anything to worry about. We drove down to the Boston Garden and parked our car a number of blocks away. The ice follies were a beautiful display of artistic skating. We thoroughly enjoyed the show. When we bundled up and stepped outside, we came to the stark realization that we should have believed the weather report. The snow stood about 4 feet deep. I remember picking up our older child, Kurt. Cynthia carried Carissa, and we were both on our way. We trudged through snow and could feel the hot breath of the children against our ears. All along the way, we kept reassuring them that it would be all right, that we were going to make it. As we neared the car, we weren't sure which one it was because there were mounds of snow packed on top of each car. Snow began to accumulate on our coats, and we shook it off as best as we could. I was looking at car after car. Panic began to seize me. Finally, we got to our car, dug it out, and hurriedly scraped the ice off the windshield. I tried to push the key into the door keyhole. It was frozen solid. By then, all of us were shivering. I banged my fist against the keyhole time after time. The wind cut through our heavy coats. Finally, we got the door open and the kids tucked in the back seat. One of them looked at us and said, "We love you, Daddy and Mama. Thanks." That's all I needed. It felt like $1 million when I heard that. Just, "Daddy, I love you." As we drove off, those words warmed me within. That's all our Father asks. You can't carry yourself through the storms. It's too much for you. When will we come to the realization that the blizzards in our lives are allowed by God? Those threatening storms are designed to slow us down, to make us climb up into His arms, to force us to depend on Him. Maybe it's time to say, "Lord, I love you. Thank you. Through your strength, I will not be moved. I will stop running, stop striving. I will not fear. I will hold on to you. I will count on you to build that tent around me and protect me from the blast. Thank you for giving me, in love, this blizzard of stress. Thank you that I can't even see the distance or the goal. I admit my weakness. I need your strength."